Maybe I'm out of the loop here, but I've been covering this from the beginning. This is our third or fourth stream on the subject. Yes?
Yes.
Did anyone start getting hurt until Leftoids got involved? I mean, I know that there was that Antifa scumbag who drove his car into a crowd.
Yeah.
Not really. And hit like one, maybe two people. You know, nothing horrible. No one got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't until the RCMP showed up that all of a sudden people started getting trampled. I don't know if there's been any deaths in there.
I haven't heard of any deaths. I heard of like some significant injuries.
Yep. And we know about, I'm going to jump to this one here. This is actually the correct one here. Canadian cops on horseback, allegedly. Yeah, because, you know, video lies. Trample old lady on a mobility scooter and claim that someone threw a bike. Yeah, it's
Can't show you the actual
video. That's a really
video.
Funny looking bike, though, dude.
Yeah, that's a total, that's not a bike. That is one of those things seniors have to walk around and still feel somewhat normal.
You know, this is the second senior citizen that they've roughed up in a week.
Yeah.
Remember the other dude who was like 4'10"? Yeah. Looked like they were beating up on Mini-Me.
Dilbert. The old Dilbert, yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck. Kringlebert Fisty Buns. Zingelbert Bembledack. I love this. Ottawa police, please note, no one has been seriously injured or passed away in any of today's police actions. Safety is our priority. But horses can clearly be seen in the video trampling over people. Never mind your eyes. We're trying to edit the reality that you are currently experiencing.
Now, here is actually what horses are used for. Riot control.
Yeah.
If it hasn't been called a riot, you shouldn't be calling in the horses to break it up.
Yeah. And Ottawa police here lying through their teeth. The protesters continued their assaultive behavior with the police line. Okay. Standing there shirtless in the middle of winter smoking a cigarette and talking shit is not assaultive behavior.
They're linking arms.
I know.
They're arm in arm. Nobody's hitting anybody. They're like, waiting to get crushed.
They're all like kumbaya, cooking wieners on the barbecue up there. Yeah, come on.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're acting like this isn't being live streamed 24/7 currently, and that entire channels have been born out of nothing just covering this.
Yep.
No one trusts the media on this. Why would they? Holy smoking Joe Frazier. And who especially is going to trust the Royal Canadian Mounted Police for laughing about trampling the elderly disabled woman in leaked text? By the way, she is what they call indigenous now.
She's basically an Indian.
Yes.
And
as in the whoa.
So that whole white supreme pizza narrative, that's out the window.
Yeah, I know. Although a white supreme pizza does sound kind of delicious right now. Yes. We got some of the screenshots here talking about this lady here. Don't kick all of them out until next week's group gets our turn. Nice downtown in Chateau Laurier. Time for the protesters to hear our jackboots on the ground. Just watch the horse video. That is awesome. We should practice that maneuver. Agreed.
And this is how the police lose the support of the citizens.
Yes.
And they become legitimate targets for violence.
Yes.
And historically speaking, that has always happened.
And I'm sorry to any police officer out there watching. We know most of you are good cops, okay? But most of the power that you have does not come from the stroke of some politician's pen. It comes from the cooperation of constituents that pay your salaries.
Absolutely correct.
And if that goes away,
you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
More hypocrisy. I found some firsthand here. I
mean, because
you and I actually disagreed about this. You're like, I don't think anybody was up in Canada burning shit during the riots.
You were right, and I was wrong, and now I have to sing the song.
It's
doodah.
Doodah. Doodah day. Richard Potato says, anger fully understandable given the shameful history as churches burned down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This, of course, was Antifa doing their Antifa thing. And this is totally fine.
Yeah.
This is fine.
There's no emergency powers, no seizing of their accounts, none of that shit.
Yep. You know, but, you know, you hang out in the Capitol and you honk your horn. All of a sudden, we need emergency powers. Wow. And you know, he did say once upon a time that he admired China.
Yes, he did.
And all the, you know, the dumbass Canucks up there were like, well, you know, that's not what he meant. I'm sure.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm sure he's just saying that for trade relation purposes. Mm-hmm. No.
Here we go.
Oh, man. Because this goes way back. I'm not exactly sure when this happens here. That this is a really good source.
So he went full Richard Potato?
Yeah, Richard Potato. Check it out on the website, redonkulous.com. All sources are available there currently. But this quote here shows you everything.
Oh, look at the mustache.
There were people clicking like on the stream just from the thumbnail.
I like it.
The shame of a nation. This is a direct quote. The very concept of a nation founded by European settlers is offensive to me. Old stock white Canadians are an unpleasant relic and quite frankly replaceable, and we will replace them. Justin Trudeau, when asked to comment on his open borders immigration strategy.
And, you know, you hear it from his own lips. That's exactly what he thinks of you.
Yep.
He has no problem replacing you. That usually involves death and imprisonment.
Oh, of course, you know, you can't leave this out here.
Oh, is that him in blackface?
Yeah, it's the dictator of Canada in blackface there.
Yeah. But don't forget, left is ignored.
Don't forget, the guy who dressed up in black and brown face too often to remember every single time and thinks that he's going to replace your whiteness, you're the racist. Don't forget.
Correct.
If you're honking your horn and you're donating to these people who actually like freedom, and you're a racist.
And what is the actual percentage of the races that involved in trucking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Canuckistan is playing hide and seek. Sikhs represent 40% of the trucker base. Almost half.
All right, so when they say these white supremacist truckers, who the fuck are you talking about?
Look at this.
They're Muslim Indians.
There's dudes
get the fuck out of here.
They're rocking turbans holding up signs. Probably speaking English better than Justin Dildo.
Probably.
Yeah, this man is a trucker and a Canadian. Yeah, check him out.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, he looks like he could, you know, rip your heart out of your chest and then lower into your pit of fire.
Mm. Ooh, looks like something out of Temple of Doom.
I know, that's what I was doing.
Temple of Doom.
Shiva Te, Shiva Kateo.
I can't even remember that.
That's the difference between a turbo dork and a turbo dork who has brain damage. I can remember all the stuff you forget.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It works out. It's symbiosis here. And of course, we can't go full, you know, Richard Potato without freezing your bank accounts.
All right, now
when you're a single mom of three kids who barely has $12 in her bank account, happens to give $50 to the truckers.
Yeah, and look, Canada has a constitution very similar to ours.
Yeah,
how the fuck is he getting away with this? I don't even understand.
I have a feeling if things continue, he's not going to get away with it too much longer.
Yeah, especially if a lot of people start dying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite atrocious. It what's really hilarious. I mean, like, I don't give a shit if. The fact that this is happening at all is the offensive part. The reason I mentioned the single mother thing is because that's what the leftoids care about. Leftoids like, oh, single mothers so stunning and brave. We need to be getting down on our knees and thanking them so much for their contributions to society. You know, violent crime, rape, crazy houses, all that stuff.
They've been using the sympathy for single mothers to basically rob the Social Security, rob the medical funds. I mean, they use sympathy to get free shit for decades now, and I'm going off in the weeds, and I'll stop.
No, it's all good. And he's even got the Washington Post spinning propaganda for him.
The WAPO?
The WAPO. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Washington Compost. The Washington Post actually published this article.
Oh, here we go.
The primarily white supporters of the Freedom Convoy. Well,
who are half Sikh.
Who are nearly half Sikh, exactly. Argue that the pandemic mandates infringe upon their constitutional rights to freedom. The notion of freedom was historically and remains intertwined with whiteness. As historian Tyler Stovall has argued, belief that one's entitlement to freedom is a key component of white supremacy. This explains why the Freedom Convoy members see themselves as entitled to freedom no matter the public health consequences to those around them.
Okay. Well, first of all, those health consequences, they don't exist. I mean, if you're old and you're infirm, yes, you're going to get fucked up by the disease, but so does every other disease affect you that way.
Yeah. So if you believe in freedom now, you're a neo-Nazi.
That's right.
You think people have inalienable human rights? You're literally Hitler.
Now, listen, they're just using this blame and shame shit to get you to shut up. Stop letting it work. It has no basis in fact. It's completely irrational, and they pull it out because they know they're wrong. They can't argue the points, and they just want you to shut up. Do not comply.
No. And this is hilarious. This Tyler Stovall person clearly is somebody who, you know, went to school for a social science degree and doesn't understand a damn thing about what he's talking about. However, I will admit this. He is right in that he's 100% wrong with his intent.
Okay.
Because
that's kind of weird.
You can make the argument that freedom is a construct of whiteness. Look at the world. Which culture fought a civil war to end slavery?
Ours.
Oh, a white culture.
Yes, yes.
What cultures around the world currently enslave or forced labor camp their populations? China.
Correct.
Other areas in Asia. India. Africa is huge into it. The Middle East. Some portions of even South America and Mexico, you can make an argument, because of the cartels.
Yeah.
Any of those nations predominantly white?
Nope.
Just asking for a friend.
That's the fact on the ground. In fact, the Marines out there, when they sing their theme song from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, back in the day, the ships were getting jumped, people enslaved, and we sent Marines over there to fuck them up to stop it.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a long, long time, and it's never going to end.
Yep.
I'm sorry. We're just evil, hairless monkeys, and that's what we do.
It is what we do.
All right.
Now, Dildo thinks it's over, but he's not going to give up his powers. So little Justin, freedom trucker crisis is over. But state of emergency powers are still needed. Now, of course, he promised that as soon as this crisis was over, he would give back his powers. Now, I can't think of anyone in particular. Oh. Has anyone ever done that before?
Yeah, I think so. I think I saw a movie.
I don't know. I think there's...
Oh, yeah, that's him!
I mean, I think it could be...
His face got burned off with his own force powers, and... He took over the whole galaxy, and everyone applauded as it happened.
Of course.
Okay. I got it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and what is his justification? Of course. The situation is still fragile. The state of emergency is still there. There's a flood of misinformation and disinformation washing over Canada, including from foreign sources. Oh, you mean like the Washington Post?
So basically,
that are shilling your water?
Everything they call... misinformation is simply information that is not part of their narrative.
Yes.
Every single time. Trace it back to... I've been doing this show for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
I've literally dug into this stuff and ripped it apart. And I'm just an old grunt. If I can figure it out, you guys should be able to figure it out. You're younger than me, goddammit.
Hell yeah. You know, not to be outdone. I mean...
Oh, yeah!
A person like this... You know, he, when he's doubling and tripling down on stupid, there has to be a particular moment where he's going to take his stupidity and then put like 5 or 6 exclamation points on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it. Trudeau says that Canada will stand against authoritarianism, announcing sanctions against Russia.
That's the same guy who's been, you know, freezing bank accounts and taking people's property because he doesn't like their peaceful protest because it scared the shit out of him.
Yep.
Because it's not a small minority.
No.
And if he keeps pushing his luck, he's going to find out the hard way that this is not going to work out for him. No. Historically speaking, this happened across the board.
Yeah. I see this and I see Dr. Evil going... Right.
Yeah.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.